Vinny, can I put you on hold real quick?
Sure, go ahead, take your time.
Thank you, buddy. Hey Vinny, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you been?
We're busy. Give me one second here.
That's good. That busy is good.
Yeah, it's nonstop to be honest. How about you? How are you doing?
I can't complain. Actually, I'm the same way, same boat. Don't have enough guys. That's my problem.
What?
Don't have enough guys.
I feel
I'm
you.
I'm so busy. Let me tell you, I'm so backed up, but I only do what I can do.
No, I agree with you. Give me a second. Okay. Okay. Give me one second.
Sure.
Okay. So, on your file, did you receive my email or no?
I'm sure I did, but I'm on the road all day today.
Okay. So, the first thing is, I've got a nice approval for you for the saw.
Okay.
There's a few things, and Vinny, most customers work with us on a multiple basis. They work with me, you know, for bridge saws, for polishing machines, for CNCs. So I'd like to give the customers kind of a feedback on what we're seeing. So on this approval and what we can do going forward. So right now, you know, the good things are you've got good revenues and you've got time in business. I want to give you a little feedback on some of the things with credit. Business credit is a unique industry. And things that you can do to help build your credit. So in the future, you can get even bigger approvals, better approvals, and so on. So one of the issues is there's a judgment on one of your credit reports for about $13,000. They want to know, did you ever settle that?
Yeah, it was settled.
It was settled. Okay.
Yeah, that was settled in court. And then my ex-business partner supposed to sign the papers for the whole release, but I guess it didn't do yet.
Okay. And then also... there was a small tax lien for about $13,000 in 2014. Did you cover that? Are you on a payment plan?
It's more than I'm sorry.
There was a tax lien for about $13,000 in 2014. Did you pay that off, or did you cover that?
$13,000.
For a tax lien a few years ago.
Tax claim. Tax lien. That's the first time I'm here.
Okay, you're not aware of that?
Hearing.
Yeah, I can get you some information. Okay.
How long ago?
2 years ago, 2014.
Never heard of it.
All right, well, it's a tax lien. It's a pretty serious issue, so I'm going to get you some details on that.
Sure, okay.
And then the other thing is this. So on your business credit, let's just bring this up. Give me a second. Let me bring this up. Give me one second while I'm just thumbing through this.
Sure.
And do you do mainly retail or contractors or both?
We do all of them.
Okay.
Our hands will not be taken care of.
Gotcha. Give me one second. Just putting some notes here.
I gotta look at that $13,000 judgment. It should be already gone.
Give me, give me one second.
Receiver.
Give me one second, please. Hi, are you there?
Yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see. So there's a few little things that I'm going to get clarification on. But,
okay, sure.
You know, I'm not going to ask you. If you have that judgment, that any paper, do you have any paperwork showing your judgment was paid off?
I will call my lawyer that they assigned a paper that they would drop the judgment because it was not me, it was my business partner.
Okay. So, and yeah. Then, Penny needs to know. So, are you looking for a 625 or a 600? What kind of saw, which one are you looking for?
I was looking for the 600.
The 600. Okay. Can I give you his cell phone and you can text him what you want so he can send me an invoice?
Sure, I can do that right now.
So his tell me.
I got his cell phone.
Okay.
I got his cell phone.
Okay,
yeah, cool.
So here's the thing that I wanted to go over, and I'm working on a few options for you. But here's what I want to discuss. So I also looked at your business credit, and I see that, you know, on your business credit, there's a lot of vendors you work with, and I've been around the granite business for quite a while, so I don't like to, based on my discussions with my customers, I'm pretty sure this is how it works for you. There's people that owe you money that necessarily don't pay you on time every time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the challenges is for a lot of these businesses is when you don't get your money, sometimes you've got to pay some of the people you do business with late. Sometimes you've got to pay them 30 days late. Sometimes you've got to pay 60 days late. Sometimes you've got to pay 90 days late.
Yes.
Which we understand. Yeah. One of the issues, though, is those guys, there's business credit reports. And when they actually go and they report to business credit, well, the credit agencies call them and they ask them, they say, well, I want you to rate this customer. Do they pay in 30 days? Do they pay late? And so you've got quite a few lates on your business credit, which is not an evil thing. It's the sign of a growing business. So what I want to do is go over some information on kind of the capital loan as well. I'm going to give you a call back. Once I get the invoice from Penny, I'll call you back. I'll go over all numbers on the equipment loan. But I want to go over the cash loan, how it works, and maybe some opportunities for you. And you can ask me any questions. So the cash loan we offer, it's a very unique product. It's an unsecured loan. So unlike the equipment, when you're using that as collateral, there's not really any collateral behind these loans. They're cash flow loans. Now, the amount the amount you should expect to be approved for is about $150,000. You might be able to get up to $250,000. I'll know that today. Now, the way that you repay this loan is what's called a micropayment. So the SAW loans are done over 2 to 5 years. I'll walk you through all numbers and you'll choose. The cash loans, are done between 6 months to usually 18 months to 2 years. And the way you repay the cash loan is this. So I'll give an example. Let's say you end up wanting to do $150,000. We wire the money into your bank account, and then you pay us back with what's called a micro payment. So instead of you paying the bill in full each month, 21 business days per month or once per week. So Monday through Friday or once per week, we take a small debit from your bank account. Once the loan is halfway paid, you can apply for more money. So let me explain that. Let's say you decide to do a $200,000 loan over a year. Once you do that, we can then give you more funding. So let's say you do a $200,000 loan over a year. Once you're 6 months in, you can apply for more money. And if you have a good payment history with us, we're typically going to give you more money. The question I would ask you is this. I know you're trying to, like, you're trying to potentially go for Brazil and get Stone there, and I can understand that. But in a perfect world, about how much capital would you need? Because when I see your bank account, I see a lot of money in, I see a lot of money out, and you might, you know, getting you some extra cash might help you smooth out a few things. So about how much cash would you like in a perfect world? What would make you happy? Or what are you looking
for? Well, if I gotta go in Brazil, between 60,000 and 80,000.
Okay. And then how much do you have any needs for additional cash flow, you know, for other projects right now?
Well, right now the only things we plan to buy the building, but I gotta wait 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So I can't do nothing. Like I say, if I was gonna buy the building, I was gonna look a bank to back me up, you know?
Yeah, but that's a whole other, that's a long, long process.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'm gonna see what approval I can offer you on the what I have right now with no additional bank statements. If I need anything,
okay,
I'll be calling you a little later today. In the meantime, if you can figure out that judgment paperwork, and we can talk in a few hours, but please also text Kenny and tell him what you need so he can get me the invoice.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Did they say the name of that judgment on it?
It doesn't. It just says a judgment.
It doesn't. All right, I'm going to call my lawyer right now. And then what's the situation with the tax? I still can't get that.
So there's a tax lien on the credit, apparently. So a tax lien is when there's unpaid taxes and the government files a tax lien. It's either state or federal, typically, and it's for about
$14,000. $14,000.
Correct.
It can be me, because every month my account before he passed away, he sent the money, $900,000 every month.
All right, well, let me follow up on that, and you can follow up on the judgment, and then the good thing is, I think we can get the SAW order placed for you by tomorrow, okay?
Okay, let me show you, the tax lien, it was on the LLC, correct?
I have no idea. It's either associated with you or the business. You should probably ask your accountant.
Okay,
they probably have
it.
More information, okay?
All right, I'm going to check them right now.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. You got it.
Bye-bye.